What you've lost. 1. The new neurologist traces the outlines of my brain on the screen. The dark spots, brain damage, he explains. The bright halos, inflammation. Though if I read it, it's a constellation of supernovas, storm clouds, fireflies in front of a screen. This is why I'm a poet and not a radiologist. In this office, dingy and full of self-help brochures on meditation and pain management, I cannot imagine a future in a hallway lined with wheelchairs, reminders that my legs are no longer reliable, like my mind. Suddenly, I am back underwater, eyes burning, lungs pressing against the pressure, drowning, refusing to stop gasping, to stop struggling. The doctor is younger than I am. Cannot imagine me playing basketball or rappelling down a mountain's face, whitewater rafting or slam dancing before my careful placement of one clumsy foot in front of the other, the shaking hands, the cane. He does not know yet the failures of my body, cannot remember ever being in the hands of someone who held the beautiful explosion of their own nerves in front of them saying, "I'm surprised you're not much worse with this amount of brain damage." He's too young to know anything yet, how strong the ties of memory, of muscle, of the body's refusal to go under, to surrender. 2. Brain damage. If you trace the bright rings in the constellations of your brain in the scan, you would see the dark eyes of nothingness, of things being X'd out of existence. The doctors can explain this or that. You are staring into your own nightfall, these holes that represent what you had and now you do not have. They have pills and needles to slow down the rate of destruction. They do not have a cure. You start taking vitamins, eating blueberries as if it will make a difference. Your hands shake when you try to write or put on mascara. Your legs do not always obey you, have a tendency to buckle. How do you go into this dark tower alone? Someone has covered the path back home with leaves, eaten the breadcrumbs, taken the pebbles. You are lost. You can only try to chisel another path of memory. Hope this one will be permanent, or at least illuminate the way long enough for you to remember the castle, the reason you started this journey.